Well, after a little bit of success last week in the form of Amy Yang and Dustin Johnson, I know Dustin Johnson wasn't particularly long, but gee, Amy Yang at $26, I thought that was a very good value for a girl that had won that event on two previous occasions and in more recent years as well, and had shown a little bit of form in the opening events of the year. So well done for those that took advantage of those good odds on Amy Yang. This week we'll be looking at four events. We'll start first with the PGA Tour event, the Honda Classic in Florida. Justin Thomas will start the favourite. He is a defending champion. He was third in 2016, so all roads point to Justin Thomas. He's been ninth, second and third in his last three starts this season. So he's in very fine form and has a tremendous record on the golf course. Ricky Fowler's at $10. He's played sparingly this year, really, but he did win in Phoenix. He's got a great record here. He won in 2017. He was sixth in 2016 and has several other reasonable finishes in the event. So there's a lot to like about Ricky Fowler's chances, despite the fact that he's at just $10. Adam Scott's had four top 20s, including a win in his last four starts in this event. He's been seventh and second in his last two starts this season. So, again, another guy with good form on the golf course and in good form at present. And the other player that I think is worth a mention at longer odds, certainly, Adam Scott's at $13, by the way. Luke List was 15th at the Genesis Open, which doesn't sound all that good, but he's had a couple of other good finishes late last year as well. He was second at this event last year and 10th in 2016. So another with a little bit of good form on the golf course and in reasonable form heading into the event. But at $34, those are reasonably juicy odds, you would think. Of the Australians, other than Adam Scott, Cameron Smith's playing well at the moment, very well at the moment. But it is the first time in the event for the Queenslander. Matt Jones, Curtis Luck, Cameron Davis and Rod Pampling are the other Australians that will tee it up there at the Honda Classic. On the LPGA Tour, they head down south from Thailand to Singapore for the HSBC Women's World Championship. Brooke Henderson probably deserves to be the favourite along with Minji Lee. Henderson was second, fourth and ninth in her last three here, so she's plays the golf course well. She wasn't able to play in a couple of events in Australia, but she ended up finishing sixth in the event in Thailand, so it shows she's in good form. In fact, she's been sixth in her two starts this season, so Brooke Henderson with some good form on the golf course and a couple of good solid finishes to start the season for her. She's at $11. And I think a real chance. Minji Lee, also another real chance. She seems to be a real chance in most occasions that she plays these days after a slow start to the year. She's certainly getting better with her second place last week. She was sixth in the event last year, which has been her best in four starts in this particular event, Minji Lee. But there's something about the way she's going about her business now, putting herself in the hunt on most occasions, that suggests she's going to do the same again this week. Ariya Jutanyagan was 14th last week. She's slowly but surely starting to get better after what has been a pretty slow start to the year for Jutanyagan. She's been 16th, 2nd and 4th in her last three tournaments in this particular event. Jutanyagan. So, as I said, there was improvement last week, and when she's at her best, she's hard to beat. And with a bit of reasonable form on the golf course, there's a lot to like about Ariya Jutanyagan's chances this week at $12. Jin Young Ko at $17 was sixth last year at her first start in the event. She was second at the recent Aussie Open and 29th last week. Not so good last week, but Jin Young Ko, a sixth place finish at her very first start in the event last year at $17. I think they are good odds for the Korean golfer. We head to Oman for the European Tour event, the Oman Open. A pretty ordinary field, you have to say, although Thomas Peters at $12 has been solid this year. It's his first time here in this event, but he's such a good player and he's a bit of a standout amongst the players in this field. Joost Luiten, the Dutch player, he was 10th in Mexico, 6th in Saudi Arabia, 3rd in Abu Dhabi. He'll start the tournament as the favourite probably because of that good close-up form and because of the fact that he's a defending champion. He's at $10. So those are the two players for me. Thomas Peters at $12 and Joost Luiten at $10 at the Oman Open on the European Tour. The final event we'll have a look at is the New Zealand Open being played just outside of Queenstown. Looking at some of the field, Ryan Fox is probably going to start the favourite, certainly in local people's eyes. He comes off that win in Perth a couple of weeks ago. He then got a last-minute start at the World Golf Championship event in Mexico and rushed over there. Didn't do particularly well, but that's probably understandable given the circumstances. He's at $11. I think a couple of others worth keeping an eye on. Ajaz Janawatnon, the Asian Tour player who's a real rising star of Asian golf. He won the Singapore Open earlier in the year, and many people consider him one of the brightest prospects to come out of Asia for quite some time. He's at $15. Matthew Griffin, a former winner of the event, has shown enough in a few starts this season to be a consideration. So as a former winner, $34 certainly appears to be reasonably good value for Matthew Griffin. And of the Japanese contingent, I think Ryoko Hoshino is at $51. He was seventh on the Japan Tour money list last year. A young star, a rising star on the Japan Tour. He missed the cut in this event last year, admittedly, but he arrives here as a very much better player, and I think he's going to show significant improvement with that little bit of experience around the two courses they play this week, the Hills Golf Club, which is the host venue, and the Millbrook Golf Resort just across the road. So those are the players there at the New Zealand Open. We'll look at Ryan Fox. He hasn't played particularly well in this event in more recent years, but now that the emphasis is back at the Hills, it might help him improve. Matthew Griffin, the former winner at $34. Jazz Janawatnon at $15, and Ryoko Hoshino at $51. So good luck with your investments this week. I'm Bruce Young.